Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Well, as usual, coming to the end of a Friday program, we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, just about the simplest game there is. We pick the audio, we play it for you, and then you get to pick the soundbite of the week. Four pieces of audio from Issues Etc. this week. We'll play them for you. They're short, they're sweet, and then you get to call and vote for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can email votes to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter your vote to @IssuesETC. The sound bites this week come from, well, the first one comes from Dr. Larry Rast. We were reviewing Joel Osteen's book, the latest book called, It's Your Time. And Larry thought he detected a different gospel in Osteen's book.
Here we have a gospel that moves into a different arena. The gospel in the Bible is about the forgiveness of sins because of the work of Jesus Christ. That is largely absent in this book, and that is profoundly disturbing to me. Instead, what we hear is kind of the power of positive thinking rhetoric that says, by virtue of your own state of mind, you can create your own reality. The criticism, in other words, is not having a positive view of the world. It's rather, how do you respond to the world when the world does what the world is wont to do, namely, when it is destructive, when it causes heartache, when it causes absolute despair in the life of a human person because of events that they couldn't control, no matter what they may have said. That is where you need the word of the gospel, the real gospel.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. The voter with the best reason for their vote gets the LPR bundle package, which is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger on confusing America and the church.
I do think American evangelicals are among the last to get the fact that you can't equate the providential purpose of God for the United States of America with America in any way, shape, or form being a Christian nation. And if you think that way, the part that mirrors Jerome is to say, should anything horrible happen in the United States, therefore the kingdom of God is somehow eclipsed, blunted, or muted. And I think we see this today in a lot of well-intended people who may not like the direction that our current president and Congress are taking the nation and somehow worry about the health of the church. We should worry about the health of the church regardless of who's president, regardless of the direction of the nation. And if the church is being the church and preaching the gospel, administering the sacraments according to the word of God, we do have a sense in which everything else will take care of itself, regardless of how good or bad it might be. And I think evangelicals are slow on the uptake on that.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back. @IssuesETC.org. You can Twitter your votes @IssuesETC. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. We've been talking a lot about Sarah Palin with her book coming out. She talked about Sarah Palin as the feminist ideal.
That model of feminist achievement was always a ploy. That's what they put up there to make their vision appealing, to say, you know, look, we're in favor of women achieving their highest potential. Well, if that's what you believe, then you should love Margaret Thatcher and Sarah Palin every bit as much as you love Gloria Steinem. But of course, they do no such thing. They don't care about Sarah Palin. They hate Sarah Palin. And so now we have to ask, what does she represent to them that makes her such a threat to them? And I believe it comes right down to sex. And the vision of sex of the radical feminists is that gender itself is some kind of cosmic accident or a cosmic injustice that we're supposed to wipe out in all possible ways, and that the sexual act is meant to be a sterile act. And so in order to create the kind of world they want, where men and women are basically interchangeable in the labor force, you've got to wipe out the reproductive consequences of sex and completely neutralize that whole part of human life. And Sarah Palin is a very fertile woman. She's a woman who embraces reproductive sex, and she is not a gender-neutral person. She's just not. She is revealing what that brand of feminism was promoting was never really true.
All right, that's soundbite number three, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Get ready to call, email, and vote. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison on revivalism's effect on Lutherans.
Winnikin comes over to Baltimore in 1838. He gets off the boat and he asks, where is the Lutheran church? And people pointed him up the street to the German church. The pastor, Russell, meets him, welcomes him, and says, do you want to lead the prayer service tonight? Winnikin says, sure. So that night, Winnikin reads some scripture, has a prayer, sings a hymn, and then all of a sudden he hears this moaning and groaning, this cacophonous rise of chaotic sounds emanating from the assembly. This is the Second Great Awakening, of course, where they were running around on all fours in churches, treeing the Holy Ghost, barking up the walls. Well, after the service, Russell comes up to him and says, well, what did you think, brother? And Winnikin says, well, I don't know if it was from God or the devil, but it certainly wasn't Lutheran. And here, this was the old Otterbein Church. It's a United Methodist Church today.
All right, it's Friday afternoon, the 20th of November. Time to play Soundbite of the Week. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us, @issuesetc. Our phone number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Larry Rast on Joel Osteen's Different Gospel? Soundbite number two, Dr. Kim Riddlebarger on Confusing America with the Church? Soundbite number three, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse on what Sarah Palin represents to feminists? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison on the past and present effect of revivalism on good sound Lutheran theology? 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us @IssuesETC or our email address talkback@IssuesETC.org.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week, issuesetc.org. And click on-demand audio.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you. Issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
LCMS Inc. canceled this. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent. in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, November the 20th. We want to hear from you. Your votes are important. That's how we play. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Email your votes to us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. Twitter your votes at issuesetc. Speaking of Twitter, Heidi in Cupertino, California. Number 4 is her vote because it's funny, but mostly because I loved that whole segment. Heidi, thank you very much for listening out there in California. Thanks for twittering your vote to us as well. Let's see. This vote is for soundbite number 2. I'd like to vote for number 2, as it reminded me that no matter how bad things get, we need to keep in mind that things here on earth are merely temporary, that God works everything for his good, which is not always what we might want. That came from Eric. Eric, thank you very much for voting and for playing soundbite of the week. From Facebook, Frank in North Carolina says, my vote is for soundbite number 1. Dr. Rask gets my sympathy vote for having to actually read that drivel. He doesn't appreciate it very much, I can tell you. He was very reluctant to do it, but he did it nonetheless out of the goodness of his heart. Frank, thanks for listening in North Carolina. Jerry in Deer Lodge, Montana says, I vote for number 4. Pastor Harrison could have been talking about the quote-unquote Lutheran church today. My wife and I have gotten very good at critiquing worship services and sermons and saying, what? That definitely is or is not Lutheran. We've also seen Lutheran influence in non-Lutheran pastors, only to discover that they had left the Lutheran church for one reason or another. I would welcome Pastor Harrison as our next synodical president. Well, as would I, Jerry. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Montana, from your lips to God's ears. From Facebook, Bob in Florida says, I was torn between number 1 and number 4. My comment on number 1 is that Osteen offers no gospel at all. He offers no good news. There, if I'm turned in on myself, I vote for number 4. Winnikin's 19th century question when he stepped off the boat in Baltimore was just as applicable today. Where is the Lutheran church? That's good. That's very good, Bob. Put him at the top of the list for the LPR bundle package. Bob, thanks for listening in Florida. Mike in Illinois says, number 4, as a delegate in 2010, that's the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod's having a convention in 2010, I got to practice voting Harrison on all electronic devices. That's Mike in Illinois. Mike, thank you very much. All right, he's second on the list for the LPR bundle package. Still time for your vote, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Listeners with the best reason for their vote will get an LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the Issues Etc. pin, and the bumper sticker as well. By the way, the t-shirts and the bumper stickers are new. The new t-shirts have our new logo on them. They're very much like the old ones, but they got our new logo on them. I finally got caught up there. 1-877-623-6943. Here's Scott in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I need to vote for Kim Riddlebarger's comment. I would challenge any American evangelical to point to the section and heading in the U.S. Constitution of where Jesus Christ is mentioned.
Oh, yeah, you're making a point that Dr. John Ward Montgomery often makes here on the program as well. Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. A vote for Kim Riddlebarger, soundbite number 2. Nathan in Little Rock, Arkansas says, I vote for number 4. I am constantly impressed with Pastor Harrison's grasp of theology and the history of Lutheranism. He's quite a storyteller, isn't it? That was amazing just to sit there and get engrossed in the stories he was telling about these old Lutherans. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We still got a few minutes for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. A special thanks to Pastor Craig Meissner and Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Steger, Illinois. They are part of the Issues Etc. 300. Now, the deadline for many congregations' budgets is coming up very quickly. Still enough time, though, for you to ask your congregation to join the Issues Etc. 300 and include Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget to the tune of $1,000 or more. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click Promote, and you will find a way for your congregation to find out all about and join the Issues Etc. 300. When your congregation joins, we advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. The new one, by the way, I'm trying to finish up my article. The new one is coming out real soon. Issuesetc.org. Click Support. The Issues Etc. 300. Yeah, that Find a Church page in the journal actually has hyperlinks to each one of the churches, too. And because it comes in electronic form, all you got to do is click, and you can find those churches. And the Find a Church page at our website as well, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church, and you'll find the Issues Etc. 300. Christopher says, wow, I've got to go with number four on this one. Reverend Harrison details revivalism very well. Having had the experience of watching people go into fits of laughing and dancing in churches, I know full well where this is coming from. I hope I never walk into a Lutheran congregation and see the same thing. Laughing out loud at Jay, yes, do not bark. Thank you very much. Paul in Milwaukee, he says, no to Winneken being literally taken in by the enthusiasts, a story for Lutherans to enjoy. The Palin feminist analysis is more substantive but less important than the application of the power of the gospel. The head of the Lutheran World Federation, I'm sorry, Lutheran World Relief, it's actually LCMS World Relief, says the gospel can at least ameliorate the troubles of the world. The professor sees the word misdirected into a troubling political trend in the nation and better applied to furthering the church independent of the world, which is right. Wiser LPR heads than mine have to decide and conclude, like the woman before Solomon, half a vote for each is best, and if there's a tie, one vote jointly. Well, we'll try and see if we can figure out what that vote for. I'll just toss in a vote for Harrison, okay? I'll do my best there to interpret what Paul is saying in Milwaukee. From Facebook, Jay says, Reverend Harrison's book is reviewing our past to guide us in the future. That's a great way of putting it, reviewing our past to guide us into the future. I saw that kind of revivalism in my youth, and it will come around again, and they will try to pass it off as something new. Reverend Harrison's reading of his book was done in a very winsome manner. I'm very elated about Issues and Harrison, but I promise I won't start barking about it. Thank you very much, Jay, and thanks for your vote on Facebook. Gerald votes for number four from Facebook, and Joseph also votes for number four for Facebook, and I'm not even keeping tally, but I think the winner is soundbite number four, Pastor Matt Harrison, on revivalism's effect, past and present, on Lutherans.
Winneken comes over to Baltimore in 1838. He gets off the boat and he asks, where is the Lutheran church? And people pointed him up the street to the German church. The pastor, Russell, meets him, welcomes him, and says, do you want to lead the prayer service tonight? Winneken says, sure. So that night, Winneken reads some scripture, has a prayer, sings a hymn, and then all of a sudden he hears this moaning and groaning, this cacophonous rise of chaotic sounds emanating from the assembly. This was the Second Great Awakening, of course, where they were running around on all fours in churches, treeing the Holy Ghost, barking up the walls. Well, after the service, Russell comes up to him and says, well, what did you think, brother? And Winneken says, well, I don't know if it was from God or the devil, but it certainly wasn't Lutheran. And here, this was the old Otterbein Church. It's a United Methodist church today.
I tell you what, that story says more than I think it was intended to say. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. That's the winner, Pastor Matt Harrison, on revivalism's effect on Lutherans. And let's see. It really is a toss-up between Bob and Mike, but I'm going to go with Mike in Illinois, who wrote, as a delegate in 2010, I got to practice voting for Harrison on all electronic devices. He gets the LPR bundle package. Very quick thinking. an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. If you will email us your address and your shirt size, we will send out the LPR bundle package to you, Mike, in Illinois. We face the same challenges, don't we? The challenge that we face from revivalism then was to abandon on new soil, to abandon the sound teaching of the Lutheran confessions. After all, in that day, revivalism seemed so much a movement in this new continent. It was all about the new thing, the Spirit doing a new thing, God doing a new thing, innovation, change. It was the order of the day, and that's what brought about the Second Great Awakening. And in many ways, when the change was done, it had changed the very gospel itself. And we face the descendants of that revivalistic impulse today. And the effect of revivalism on the sound Lutheran confession is always the same. It erodes it down to nothing. It dilutes it down to nothing. It turns what is salt and takes away its saltiness so that it's not good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider joining the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. It's our monthly or annual donor program. All you need to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, click donate, and you'll find out all about our monthly or annual donor program, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. You can join as a confessor, an apologist, a reformer, or a patron, and encourage someone that you see at church this week to join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club as well. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.